Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're in company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to a Friday edition of Dueling Tangents. We are your hosts, Luke and Brian. Glad to have you with us here on this Friday afternoon. I am broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And my pal Brian's broadcasting out of the Waukesha Studios, and you're listening.
I'm at least attempting to. Wow! Hooray for me! I'm making it happen.
Yeah, we're putting the studio together, and Brian's taking some time out of that busy work of building a studio from the ground up to join me on the air this afternoon. And you're listening to us in Waukesha on the Shaw 101.1 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Happy Friday to you, Brian.
I've been thinking it's Friday all week, or at least the next day would be Friday very easily every time. It seems like every day is Friday, but it's not. Every day is like Sunday. And because of that, I actually turned down Packers tickets. I had the opportunity to buy Packers tickets face value, and I turned them down.
At $175? Because I also had the, I believe it might have been from a mutual friend of ours.
Yes. I'm going to do it. And then we said, no. We thought about the actual, like the reality of it. And in the middle of it, my 9-year-old became a 9-year-old and had an issue. So by the time we were done with that, we were all exhausted and going, I can't, there's no possible way we could even get there, let alone think, I can't do this.
See, me as a young buck, you know, late 20s, I considered it. I thoroughly considered it because I was like, you know, you can never guarantee how many playoff games there's going to be at Lambeau. And so
it could be the last one. And if you don't go, it could be the best game ever.
I know.
You could miss it.
I know, but it's going to be frigid cold tomorrow, and I'm a little concerned about that. But I believe I'm plan G. If nobody else buys them, I'm pretty sure I did sign myself up for being like, if absolutely nobody else can, talk to me then. So we'll see where our mutual friend lands with those tickets. But potentially, the Packers hosting the 49ers tomorrow night, I believe 7:15 kickoff up at Lambeau Field. It's gonna be a cold one, Brian. But this is a big Friday edition, and we got a number of headlines we want to dive into, but let's kick it off right off the bat with the one that's breaking within about the last hour or so, Brian.
Yeah, this kind of fell in our laps while I was driving back and forth.
Yeah, on a day that you and I both kind of needed something, a little softball right down the middle, help us really build a show around it. It kind of fell into our laps, and not a whole need for a lot of show prep when all of a sudden you get some breaking news that Rebecca Clayfish, former lieutenant governor, candidate on the Republican side for governor this fall. Brian, apparently she marked herself indefinitely confined in the 2020 election in the spring, received an absentee ballot for the spring primary for president and the spring general for state Supreme Court, and then automatically received her then ballot for the fall primary in August, but she voted in person in November of 2020, so no longer seen as indefinitely confined by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But
yeah, but wasn't the problem with all the issues during the primary, for first of all, so not the November part. Well, yes, the November part, that's what they're contesting. But a lot of the issues arose around the laws that were, or the recommendations that were put out during the time that she voted this way. And one of their biggest issues was that Oh, absentee ballots. Oh, my goodness. They're horrible. And these indefinite confinement, you don't need to have an ID with indefinite confinement. And everyone can say that with COVID. So they're indefinitely confined. So everybody's getting ballots now. Oh, my goodness. More people are voting. And look, she did it.
She did it.
Does that make her ballot invalid?
I don't know, but I believe...
Because there was no ID given, but or does that make it so that they were complaining about nothing? I don't know what it was, but
it's gotta
one of them
be,
has to
it's
be
got,
true.
I was going to say, it's got to be one of those two, Brian, but, and this also begs the question, there were multiple absentee ballots, because in videos leading up to the spring primary of April 2020, Rebecca Clayfish said that Joel also requested one, and who knows? I do not know the age of the other residents of the Clayfish house, but there seems to be that there was more than one absentee ballot sent to the Clayfish house. I wonder if they were all ballot harvested together and either dropped off or sent in by one of those individuals. I would really like to get to the bottom of that ballot harvesting going on at the Clayfish household.
Well, two notes on that. One, I have no problem with them voting absentee, and I have no problem with the way they voted. In fact, I'm glad that their vote counted, and I'm happy, even though I'm pretty sure they voted against the people that I was voting for, I'm happy that their vote counted because it was a legal and valid vote. I have no issues with that.
I have no issues with the... Okay, let's get your second point out real quick.
And two, I think you may have confused the harvesting issue because Joel often refers to killing and eating animals as harvesting them. To good end. It's fantastic.
I was going to say, he's very good at that from the stories that you've told me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joel's
sure.
Very good at that.
But my point is that that's a term that they're using. So it could be very easily confused with ballot harvesting and or harvesting of meat in that area.
Fair enough. Absolutely. But see, I have no problem with them voting absentee either. My problem arises when all of a sudden that is the method that you use to vote in the midst of a pandemic to safely vote absentee. And then you pretty much, Rebecca Clayfish has staked her entire gubernatorial race on this issue, Brian. The cleaning up the election laws in Wisconsin. And,
yeah, but that's going to be after she wins. She's going to scrub with steel wool. So right now, everything's fair game.
Well, that also begs the question. Do you think did she shower with steel wool after sending in that absentee ballot? If it is an awful way to...
You just get as dirty as you possibly can and then do one big scrubbing. And then maybe a secondary one that day later if you need to. I'm just trying to think of the logistics of it. I mean the morality of it's a different thing, but the you know the logistics
of how much steel wool you use. Yes, that does.
I mean, how much steel wool are you going? Like, obviously, there's other ways to scrub your body. There's other methods. There's some
less rough,
decent exfoliant. Maybe some lava soap, something like that. That might be better, just helping you out. Unless you're doing it for like some sort of flagellation type of thing, like your Opus Dei type of Christianity. And look, I'm not necessarily down with that, but that is a thing in the church. It actually kind of grew a little bit before Pope Francis came along with the previous guy, the really scary guy. Anyway, I'm down on a tangent here. Point is, there's other ways to scrub your body other than with steel wool. I know it's a metaphor. I get that. But
it wasn't.
It sounds
metaphor.
Like she wants to do
know.
Penance for it, and I think she's feeling guilty. And I think we know why now.
I think we do know why, because it gets to the deeper point, Brian. That Republicans were the ones that before the 2020 election results came in, and before both Dan Kelly lost in April of 2020, and then Trump lost, and Trump and Pence lost in November of 2020, and now absentee ballots are being used as the scapegoat for it. Not that they need better candidates and better ideas to run on, but the fact that it was the method of how Wisconsinites voted that is the problem, and they don't want to fix their platforms. They don't want to create better ideas. They don't want to draw in more voters to... They don't want to appease more voters and appeal to more voters. They want to limit the way that absentee ballots are. We had a Waukesha judge rule last week that absentee ballot drop boxes are now illegal because of the lies that have been told since the 2020 elections that there was widespread fraud, which, again, there's been no proof of. There's been recounts, there's been audits, there's been court cases. None of this exists that they contend. And even the hypocrisy of Rebecca Clayfish using this exact method to vote, not once, but twice in 2020 before going to the polls in that November election.
And sadly, I got to say, I don't know that it's going to really matter one way or another, because at the end of the day, well, it's worth it, because screw the Dems. Is that it? I mean, honestly, like I've asked, you know, conservative callers who complain about ballot harvesting in the park, are you saying that those ballots were illegal or that they didn't count or shouldn't count? Or are you just having a problem with the way it happens, because possibly, and never have they ever explained how it could go down or what kind of, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's a suspicion there and they believe it to be true. And that's the end of that. Seriously.
And that's the end of that. So that is
I know we're doing a talk show, so we should probably keep talking about it. But my point is like it. Like
it boils down to as simple as that.
Reason
yeah.
with this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very difficult to reason with unreasonable people. And we got a number of other headlines that we want to dive into, but we'll also be taking your calls. 844-967-2789.
Republicans are punishing their own.
Republicans are punishing their own. And some other Republicans don't necessarily like that, Brian. So there's some secret footage
some are
been
on
leaked.
A hot mic.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily clear on what it is, but. The Dems have a problem with it, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to dive in there. And is also, COVID is getting worse, Brian. Worst death rate in Wisconsin seen since before vaccines were widely available. 30 Wisconsinites are dying a day over the last 30 days. So my math, I believe that's 900 people. So we're approaching another 1,000 deaths over this last month, Brian. And nothing looks like it's getting better on that front yet. We have not yet hit the peak.
Remember when they were saying they're all fake bodies and someone was saying it was a conspiracy that it's not really happening? Remember that? Those same people are the same. I can't wear a mask. No, it's all fake. With 90, how do you hide all that? It's there. I don't know. It's real. From what I understand, it's real, right?
Approaching 11,000 deaths here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101.1 FM out of Waukesha. Join this great show, 844-967-2789. And Brian, we lost Meatloaf yesterday. Yeah. Last night, 74 years old. He's gone. So this one goes out to Meatloaf.